Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stan Fogelberg bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon is a small business and technology evangelist. He's the publisher of the brand new book, Smart Hustle Magazine, I should say, Smart Hustle Magazine, quarterly, right? Right.
That's correct. Quarterly in print. Thank you, Jim.
SmartHustle.com.
Right, SmartHustle.com. And you're thinking, Jim, of course, Small Biz Technology, my original company, yep. But Smart Hustle Magazine we're talking about today. That's correct.
Exactly. So one of the things that I've been doing a lot of work on, Ramon, as you know, and that my new book is all about, and that's the disruption that empowered customers are creating. What I say is when customers are empowered, businesses are disrupted.
Yeah.
Now, therefore, the people who are closer to customers to be able to see what this empowerment is and react to the quickly evolving power of customers are small businesses. And therefore, small businesses can claim some of this disruption for themselves. You've been talking about this yourself. Tell us about it.
No, absolutely, Jim. And I think one of the best examples, if you remember Shark Tank episode 2 or 3 weeks ago, Lady Red Dress Boutique, I think her name was. Jim, she said something that was very interesting that I think all small businesses should hear. I took my phone, I took pictures of dresses around the country, put them on Instagram, and like you said, Jim, I asked my audience, my tribe, like Seth Godin says, my base, what they thought. Those who liked the dress, I bought them and we sold out the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of disruptive getting close to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
You look at companies which are big, though, but the principle applies, like Uber, transforming an industry because what? Taxis, stereotypically rude and, you know, not serving the customer.
They weren't. They weren't. And now, not only taxis, but logistics.
Right.
They're going to transform logistics, I think.
Right. And I think this is why your book is so relevant, where the customer comes in, because, Jim, as you said, if you're not able to be close to the customer and you're not able to, one, train employees on one hand, which is not about technology, but then, two, using technology so executives and management, if they're that size, can see what's happening, if you can't do that, Jim, game's over, because your customers will flock away quickly, a click away.
And look how long it takes a big company to make a decision, execute it, get all the everything printed up and the training and get the collateral material lined up and the marketing and everything rolled out to their last mile. Right. By the time all that happens, the customer's moved on.
Yeah,
and I think small businesses are out here where all we got to do is do an about face and we're with the customer.
Right, and that's the long tail for the small business, Jim. I think that's the benefit,
right.
Is that
that's
so
right.
Many of these small businesses, Jim, I'm sure you're hearing them, are afraid of the bigger companies, Walmart and Amazon. These are great companies who we buy from and I love. It's just for the small business owner, you will never be as, not never, but, you know, in the typical day, you'll never be as big as them or have their buying power.
Right.
But as Jim is saying, you can respond to your customers faster and supply 5 shoes, 3 widgets,
right.
2 donuts,
that's
you know,
right.
25 balloons.
And what is success after all, Ramon? Think about
yeah.
it. I mean, as a business owner, what is your goal? Your goal is to be successful as you define success.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you've decided to be a small business, then by definition, your definition of success is not $1 billion a year in sales.
Right.
It's something less than that. And therefore, as a small business, you don't have to conquer the world.
Right. No, that's very true, and I think if we get that mindset, Jim, and never forget that, I think we'll be happy. And if you don't have to conquer the world, that means then what do you have to conquer? I have to just conquer my local community,
right.
Whether it's geographic or thematic based, but the local people who I can digest and serve. If you do that, profits will come. They'll buy again and again. They'll refer people to you, and you'll be on Jim Blasingame's show, you know, next month.
And you'll be disruptive without conquering the world.
Right, right. And I think some of the ways to the disruptive technologies out there, Jim, I think if you take a look at mobile, it's old school, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
You've talked about it a lot, though,
yep.
And we won't go deep, but that's harnessing mobile. Take a look at local, Jim. You know, just there's so much
local
technology.
Local search,
you know,
is an amazing, powerful tool that if you're not using it, folks, you're missing a big opportunity to be disruptive.
Absolutely. And I mean, people are on their phone searching for something in their zip code right next to them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all sorts of technologies that can pop up and alert people. You have things such as a crowdsourcing, Jim, where you have being able to leverage the power of the crowds to help you make decisions for cheap. You don't need a NASA computer or MIT degree to do that. So these are some of the ways that I think small businesses, Jim, can begin to leverage technology.
And this is why I have said for a long time that the 20th century was the century of the major corporation.
Yes.
The 21st century is going to be the century of the small business. I really believe
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. No, I think you're right 100%. And what's interesting, Jim, to that point, because in the Industrial Revolution, back the age you're speaking of, you needed the factory or the building with the cubicles or the assembly line.
And lots of capital and lots of people.
That's right. But today, what, $49 a month, $10 a month, $1,000 a month, whatever it may be, you can find the talent you need anywhere in the world to do exactly the task you need. That's the world I live in.
Yep, that's exactly right. And coming back again to what we talked about earlier about defining what is a small business, you can't do it by employees anymore. You really got to do it by revenue, I think. And maybe by disruption. Maybe we're measured by our disruptions. Ramon, I need a website or two, please.
Sure. SmartHustleMagazine.com is the new magazine. SmartHustle.com.
Yeah. And
of course, technology, SmallBizTechnology.com.
SmallBizTechnology.com. All right. And the books are there too, right?
That's right. Thank you, Jim.
All right. So Ramon Ray and I will be right back. We're going to talk about something completely different after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.